Welcome to the Deep Dive. This is where we take, your sources, all that reading material, and really boil it down to what matters most.
Right, the key insights.
Exactly. We want to get you up to speed, quickly, efficiently, maybe have a little fun, too.
Hopefully.
Today, we're diving into something pretty important.
Yeah.
Student safety on college campuses, a topic that touches, well, almost everyone involved in higher ed.
Yeah, students, parents, the institutions themselves, it's a big one.
And our source today is Excerpts from College Campuses, New Devices for Student Safety. So our goal for you listening is to really get a handle on how this specific focus on new devices is changing things on campus.
What that phrase actually means in practice.
Yeah. What does it imply for security, for privacy, even for just the general feel of college life?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's interesting because, you know, safety has always been a concern for colleges. It's not new in that sense.
Yeah.
But this source, it points to something specific with that phrase. College campuses address student safety with new devices. It suggests a particular strategy is taking shape now.
Okay, let's dig into that phrase then. New devices.
Yeah.
That really stands out, doesn't it? Not just, you know, more guards or better lighting, but specifically devices.
Right, technology.
And the source actually gets specific. It mentions things like AI-powered surveillance systems.
Yeah.
Advanced biometric access controls, I'm guessing for dorms and labs.
Likely, yeah. High security areas.
And also these sophisticated mobile safety apps.
Yeah.
Real-time location sharing, incident reporting, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So pretty advanced tech.
So what does focusing on these kinds of devices tell us? What's the implication here about how campus safety is evolving?
Well, I think it signals a shift towards a more data-driven and technologically integrated approach.
Okay.
It suggests campuses are responding to maybe new kinds of threats or perhaps just leveraging the technology that's now available. Think about cyber-physical security, where online threats might have real-world consequences on campus.
Ah, right.
Or just the need for faster, more informed responses during an incident. These new devices allow for that in a way older methods maybe didn't. The AI surveillance, for instance.
Yeah, tell me about that. What does AI-powered mean here?
Well, instead of someone just watching screens passively, the AI can be trained to detect anomalies. Unusual patterns of movement, maybe, or identifying someone in a restricted zone after hours. It's more proactive.
Proactive, okay. And the biometrics, that's like fingerprint or facial recognition.
Could be, yeah. Or even iris scans in some high security contexts. It ties access directly to the individual, much harder to bypass than, say, a lost key card.
Right, makes sense. So it's not just about adding more tech, it's about making it smarter. More predictive.
Exactly. Predictive, interconnected. That seems to be the direction highlighted by the source.
So why the big push now? I mean, some of this tech isn't brand new, but the source seems to imply a current concerted effort. What's driving it at this particular moment?
That's a good question. I think it's partly technology maturity and costs coming down, making these systems more feasible for institutions.
Okay.
But also there's likely pressure from, you know, students and parents demanding better safety measures. And perhaps institutions see this as a way to address complex modern threats more effectively than, say, just hiring more personnel.
But it's not just about effectiveness, is it? You mentioned this earlier. There's this whole other side.
Absolutely. The privacy side.
Yeah.
When you talk about AI surveillance, constant monitoring, biometric data, location tracking via apps, it inevitably raises questions.
Big questions.
Huge. What data is collected? How is it stored? Who accesses it? And crucially, how do you balance this enhanced security with the open, free environment that universities ideally want to foster?
That's the tightrope walk, isn't it?
It really is. Institutions are definitely grappling with that. They want effective tools, but they also need to maintain trust and protect student privacy. It's not always an easy balance. You know, policies around data usage, transparency about what tech is being used and why, that becomes critical.
So thinking about the student experience,
mm-hmm.
What does this feel like on the ground? Does a campus integrated with all this tech feel safer, or does it start to feel, I don't know, a bit like a fortress?
That probably varies a lot. For some students, seeing visible tech like, you know, blue light emergency phones connected to sophisticated apps or knowing access is tightly controlled might provide real peace of mind.
Okay.
For others, particularly with things like widespread camera surveillance, even AI powered, it might feel intrusive, like they're constantly being watched.
Mm.
It changes the environment, maybe less spontaneous, more regulated in certain ways. It's a cultural shift as much as a technological one.
A cultural shift.
That's interesting.
So wrap this part up. The key takeaway from our source, these excerpts from college campuses, new devices for student safety. It seems to be that colleges are actively, strategically using advanced tech now.
Right. Not just any tech, but specifically things like AI, biometrics, sophisticated apps. It points to an integrated, more predictive approach.
And this isn't just a minor tweak. It's presented as a significant evolution in how they're tackling safety, but one that comes with some serious conversations attached.
Definitely. About privacy, about the campus atmosphere, about finding that right balance.
So a final thought maybe for our listeners to chew on. Based on this,
I think it's worth considering the trajectory. Where does this go next? Technology doesn't stand still.
True.
So as AI gets more powerful, as biometric tech becomes more commonplace, as apps get even more integrated into daily life, how will campuses continue to adopt and adapt these tools? What new capabilities and new questions will emerge in, say, 5 or 10 years?
Yeah. What does safety look like on campus in 2030 or 2035, given this accelerating tech trend?
Yeah.
Makes you think about how this isn't a fixed state, safety, but this constantly evolving challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And technology is clearly playing a huge and growing role in shaping how institutions respond.
Yeah.
Definitely something to keep an eye on.